Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. The menu. Brother L, Brother B in the house. What up, Brother L?
Hey, what's up there, Brother B? How we doing this evening? And good evening to all out there in Blog Talk Radio land. Thank you for listening to another episode of The Menu with your host, Brother B, and your co-host, Brother L.
You ain't no co-host. You're a host, too.
Don't get it twisted.
But tonight, I will have to say I'm feeling a little down. Brother L is going to be, you know, out the mix for, you know, about, what, 30 days?
About a month. About
so,
that. Yeah,
you know,
and it's not a jail sentence, people.
No, military calls, you know, duty calls.
Yeah.
You know,
we're just
going to
leave it like that and add that. Thank you very
much. Yeah. You know, but yeah, all right. Topic tonight.
Tell them what it's all about. Let's do it. Hot sex on a platter.
My thing is sex. All right. Yeah, it feels good. Yeah, it's a stress reliever. Yeah, it's this. Yeah, it's that. But let's really get to like the meat and potatoes, because I mean, I don't know who don't like sex. I mean, if you don't, you don't know what you're missing. If you
maybe monks, I don't know. Maybe nuns and monks.
I think they just don't do it. They abstain for religious reasons.
Okay, I mean, I cannot abstain for that long.
Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't expect you to. I can't abstain either. I mean, we know it's a good thing. It feels great, you know, especially when you're with that special someone. But then
it's just that much greater, like mentally, and
true.
Certainly physically.
True, but I go
further.
But I ain't gonna front it. Sometimes the one night stands, whoever had one, safe one night stands, them joints can be real wild too.
Yeah.
One night stands.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Definitely. But go ahead, bro.
Besides the procreation factor, and yo, by the way, I'm sorry, 646-378-1882. Guest call-in number, 646-378-1882. Call in. Come on, ladies, because I know y'all got something to say, but it's all good. We'll keep y'all
no
bedroom secrets. But besides procreation, I mean, we all have fun, you know, making babies and stuff like that. Some of us just want to have fun in general.
I call it
sex.
Practice.
Yeah. Sex is also used as a weapon.
Fact.
It also used weapon, and it's sad because, like, you ever had a girl or you were, you know, your wife, like, they get mad at you and then they turn around and want to hold, you know, kind of hold it off on you.
You know what? In all honesty,
let's just talk past. You don't talk recent. You can talk past. You can talk past.
No, which is what I'm going to do. But I even now to this day, I do not play that role. You know, you want to talk about holding out on the nookie, and Brother L, don't play that. Do not force that hand upon me. I will make you pay. Pay dearly. So. Some of you women, you know, if your man can, you know, go the distance or, you know, just abstain for a while, you might want to just not do that, you know, because two could play at that game.
Well, but who do you think suffers more, us or them?
In all honesty, I would say maybe us to a certain extent. You know, emotionally, I think women do, because I feel that women are more attached to sex emotionally. For men, it's more of a physical thing for us, you know. So we tend to, like, if a couple is in a spot or a spat, and when that woman cuts it off, you know, for her, she's like, well, you know what, fine. I'm upset with him. I don't want him touching me. Right now, I just can't be bothered with him, you know, touching, because I'm upset. So I have to put him on a leash. But a man, we could get upset with a woman, but we're going to still want that, you know? We're going to still want that, you want that physical, you know, because, you know, we see how they look in a certain type of jeans, or we see how they wear in a type of dress, and we like, yo, I mean, I might be mad at you, but, you know, come on, boo. You can still give me a little bit of love, you know? She likes it now. So, for, you know, on us, it kind of hurts us a little bit more, basically. But I think in the long run, they wind up getting hurt emotionally. And that could be even more detrimental because, yo, you chicks sometimes be wildin'.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do.
When y'all fall in love with a dude and that heart get into it, with the physical and plus with y'all emotional nature of y'all, hoo-hoo, yo, y'all will do almost anything for a dude.
Yeah, and you know what?
Y'all get ridiculous.
That's a problem. That's a problem. But, I mean, it's vice versa.
You know
but
what?
That's a problem.
But you want to know something? It depends. It depends on the situation. Is it a problem? Because some men, they like to manipulate that situation. When they know a woman is into them like that, emotionally bonded to them, we can become a little bit manipulative. And we'll use that. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but we can, and we do. No, but vice versa, when a woman knows that a man becomes, you know, physically, like, you know, like she knows that she's wanted physically by this man, she know that she could almost get all her bills paid and then some.
Yeah,
but see, women have more to gain from it, though, because she's a woman. They have another hand that they can play. It's almost like a trump card.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't gonna front, ain't nothing like that juice, boy. I mean, he's his own, but I don't like that juice. I mean, listen, I don't know what it is, but sometimes you just dumb out. And, you know, like I said, this topic is about sex, so if we talking. I mean, I can't explain it. Like, it's like you said, when you see them in the tight jeans, or sometimes you don't even have to wear tight jeans.
No, because
one thing a lot of women, one thing nowadays a lot of women don't do is leave things to the imagination.
To the imagination, yeah,
and
ladies.
A real man
is too much.
Yeah, and a real man can appreciate that. Like, I don't always want to see the goods up front. Like, let me find, you know, let me leave some mystery.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You know,
like,
make
you
it
know,
look like bury some of that treasure.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because the whole thing is this. Listen, we know nowadays they got jeans that push up your ass, jeans that, or bras that push up this and make it look, misrepresent.
Yeah,
you know,
sometimes
really
do that. Yeah. For
you know,
real,
it's not like, it's not like, remember the dude from Cameo? Where he used to wear the little red thing covering his medium?
Easy,
like, dudes don't walk around wearing, like, jock straps on the outside of their jeans. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, come on, man. Never like, that. Yo, God, I'm just saying, you got to leave some to the imagination. But like you said earlier.
Ladies, please. Ladies, especially when you're going out to the club, yo, y'all almost, for real.
Half naked. Naked.
Y'all be getting a little crazy with them dresses. Like, I be like, okay, it's almost like all out there. It's like, all right, what's there to be left? You put on a nice, sleek, nice fitting dress with some sweet looking shoes that'll accent your toes a little something, depending on the weather or where you're at. Yo. It's on. It's a beautiful thing. You leave more to the imagination. And then a man will become even more, not attracted, but I would say enchanted. Oh, yeah. Attraction.
But wait a minute. But wait a minute.
Enchanted. Oh, wait a minute. Oh.
But wait a minute.
Go ahead, brother.
I got it now. I got to build off of what you just said. Now, you said, and a man. How many chicks out here are really getting men? You're getting boys.
I don't know.
You're getting boys. You're getting dudes. Because when you got your breasts all popped out and like the crack of your ass hanging out the back of your pants,
you're
like,
not getting,
getting
a man.
Boys. You're not
getting.
You're going to
get a
boy. So when you turn around and you get that, and then you turn around and say, "Oh, men ain't this, men ain't that." You ain't had a man from the get go.
Maybe
so don't try
you not
to
be.
Sit
yeah. You not
don't
being
try
a woman to get that man.
Exactly. Like I said, the crack of your ass. Hanging out the back of your pants.
What you give is what you get.
Exactly. Because I don't know where this style became cool of a dude having his pants hang off his ass. I mean, maybe their ass stink and they need to get some AC. I don't
maybe
know. But for real, like, that's but, not cool. Real men don't do stuff like that. Like, they wear their pants up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can understand if you're in the house. And you walking around a certain way, that's one thing. You got your little house shorts on or your pants or whatever, but out in the street, I mean, come on, like, for real.
Yeah. So, ladies, if you are looking for a man and the dude that you're talking to right now, his pants is kind of like around his ankle. If he...
Basically, if
when
he got
runs,
low riders lower than you, there's a problem.
And he runs like a duck because his pants are too low. Maybe you need to, you know, rethink what you want in a man.
Now,
and get certain things taken care of, you know. Proper life,
now,
I'm just saying. But let's get back on hand, though.
Now, yo, for real. Like, you know, sex it's a beautiful thing. It's wonderful and all this and that. But like I said, when you're having it with that someone, I mean, there's a big difference between intimacy, passion, and sex.
Okay.
Hit me with what you think about that.
Between, wait a minute, hold on.
Intimacy. Hold on.
Intimacy is more between, like, two people that are in love.
Hold on. Got a call.
Okay. Yes, we do.
0467. You on there? Hello?
Hey, what's up, big man?
Hey, who's this?
It's Tamika.
Oh, what up? Well, I see a 551. I figured somebody calling out of state. What up?
Come on, dude. You know I'm in Jersey.
What's going on,
bro?
Nothing. You see, Brother Al was about to go in on his opinion of what's the difference between sex, intimacy, and passion. But Brother Al, slide it over to her. Let's see what she got to say.
All
we
right.
We want to hear from a woman right now.
All right, Lady Tamika. All right,
look, I'm not going to BS you. This is what it is.
People, hang on. Coming from a late day, hit it, Sister Tamika. Put it down.
All right, I'm going to put it to you like this. It's about passion. You understand what I'm saying? And it's not just a physical passion. See, people get this confused. it's not just if you can stimulate a woman's mind, you got her body. Make no mistake. Make no mistake whatsoever.
Amateurs, are you listening? Amateurs, are you listening? Go ahead, please.
You understand what I'm saying? Once you got that, you got her. It's like that. Who is it? Eddie Murphy. I believe it was in Roar when she was like, oh, listen here. Listen, once you got that, you got her. But in order to get that, you got to stimulate her mind. See, a lot of dudes don't understand that. I mean, look, don't get it twisted. Chicks is hot under the collar, hot in the panties, whatever you want to call it. You know, chicks are as bad as dudes, if not worse.
There we go.
But if you find the right chick, you're going to have to work on that, which means stimulating that mind. Once you get that cerebral cortex going, no matter how big or how small, she's going to always feel it. You know why? Because you got that mind. And little FYI for that ASS. Sorry, I'm going to have to break it out one time. Handcuffs, leather and or metal, go a long way.
Oh, wow. Really?
Wow.
Hold on.
I mean,
about that. Definitely.
Oh, you have to know? Bruh, I got the hookup.
Wait, I mean, I got handcuffs for work. But that's not the point.
They use it in the wrong way.
No.
You
I didn't even get there yet.
What am I missing?
What are you missing? Oh, bro.
Well, you know what it is? And this goes back to stimulating the mind. It's absolutely more than just the physical. It really is on a whole mental level. It really is. Make no mistake.
But yeah, you're right. But one thing I do want people to understand, some people to realize, I think it starts with yourself, and how you feel. I mean, if you're not feeling sexy, you're not gonna put it out there. It's not gonna pop off in the bed like that if you're not feeling good about yourself.
And again, we go back. If a man can make a woman feel like she is freaking the queen of Egypt, Sheba, freaking Cleopatra. And all of that rolled into one plus on top of that?
She gonna freaking
out. You know what I'm saying? If you can make her feel it and actually not only feel it, but literally believe it. And I'm not just talking about a few words. She's gotta really
believe.
I mean, you could talk the game, but only in all honesty, you could talk as much game as you want. But a chick has gotta feel it in order to be part of it.
Yeah.
If she's not feeling it like that, bruh, you can lay down the smack down like the rock and it ain't going to matter.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. I got to ask. Since we go in there, I got to ask. So how much of eating the box matters in this whole situation? Because you're talking about the mental part. What about,
you know what? Listen, you can have the freaking... You can have freaking what's his name's tongue from freaking Kiss. You understand what I'm saying? You can have that tongue. That tongue can be 3 feet long. But you know what I'm saying? If she ain't feeling you, bro, right now you eating baccalao.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You just went to the market. You know what I'm saying? You got some freaking red snapper.
No. You picked up some fish sticks.
You picked up some Gorgons on sale for like $1.99. You know it. Again, a female is, listen, and I don't know how many times and how many ways we explain this, a female is more of a mental creature than a physical creature.
Didn't I say that, bro?
I believe it's true. But men, of course,
that
men seem to be more physical.
In order to get the female to be that physical freaking wild child
you gotta
want,
you got to get the mental first.
Yeah. See, now what I tell you, 5 minutes. Ask your brother. Ask your brother.
I'm like, all right. So, but now, what? Like, we was briefly touched on earlier the control factor. Well, matter of fact, no. Let's go back to the, all right. So, that's the passion part. What about the intimacy?
What about it? You know, see, this is my whole thing. Once you get that, the intimacy, there's no limit. There's no limit.
True that.
You know what I'm saying? Once you get that in there is no limit. This woman will freaking climb walls. She will feel everything. You know what I'm saying?
But intimacy, I believe.
And intimacy, this is what it's all about.
It's between two people that have a commonality and they have a bond together with each other.
They do, but you got to get to that point. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, you do. You know,
you do.
Because the passion and intimacy is two different things.
Yes and no. There's a fine line.
It is.
You know how they say there's a fine line between love and hate? Well, honey, the same thing applies between them sheets. There is a fine line. It really is. The question becomes, who's going to step over that line and how far they're going to go? Because you could be intimate with a person and still never feel that person. Let's be real about it for a minute. Let's be real.
You're right.
Come on. And this is coming from a, oh, my God, soon-to-be divorced broad. Oh,
wow. It's all good.
I'm bad. But you got to understand, he stops stimulating the mind. Once you stop stimulating the mind, the body's like... Well, I ain't going to get into specifics of that whole fiasco.
Wait, mind stimulation.
I have to say that again.
Mind stimulation. What type of stimulants are you talking? Is it the talk? Is it the whisper in the ear? Is it like the
you want to hear some real dumb shit?
What is it?
Okay, let's get on some real dumb shit right here. Mental stimulation for a chick can be just about anything dependent on the female's character.
Yeah. Okay.
You got to remember. Now, take me for an example. Oh, Lord, don't start no shit. Don't tell nobody nothing.
I ain't
going
to say nothing. Remember, this is an archive.
Okay, don't say that. Okay, but I'm going to use myself as an example. I'm not the typical broad, not by any stretch of the imagination. Like, I'll go to an action flick before I go to a chick flick.
That's what I'm talking about.
You understand what I'm saying?
All right. You're totally okay.
Oh, yep. Lord knows. We ain't even going to talk about that. But for me, my stimulation is if you can sit there and relate to me on a cinematic view, and I'm a ultra nerd, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if we could sit there and talk about freaking Star Trek for like 8 hours, I'm like, oh my God, you know so much. Wait a second.
Mm.
You know, it depends on the personality of the female that you're dealing with. But on the flip side of that, you don't want a broad that's totally self-absorbed. You know what I'm saying? That all she is just a complete freaking mannequin, you know?
Wow.
You don't want no shallow broad either. You know, here's the dance. It's always a dance. For me, my mental stimulation is books, poetry, music, movies.
Mm.
That's mine. Once you start kind of like...
catering to that?
You know, you cater to that. I mean, I'm not telling you to go full-blown freaking stalker mode.
But doesn't that fall into romance? Because who's really doing that nowadays? Nobody's really checking the resumes of what another person really likes or what really makes them tick. All they is looking at the yams.
Smash and grab.
And yeah, exactly. And that's
you didn't
it.
Hit it.
That's what he is.
But you know what? And that's where the intimacy and the passion kind of get lost.
It does.
Because you can bang anybody
and
feel nothing. There's no intimacy. There's no connection. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It really isn't.
Yeah, been there.
Well, okay. That's what it's become. That's what it's become nowadays. That's fashionable. Like, it's just no.
It's really not. Well, let me say this. For us old timers, for us originals, it's not a lost art.
No.
For us, that's how you get us. Because we're not all shy. We're not sour like that. You know what I'm saying? We're still into, oh, my God, he brought me a, hey, now, peep what I'm about to say. He brought me a rose.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? For us, that's the bee's knees right there. You ain't got to go out and be freaking flipping all of this money at the spot. Dude, 9 times out of 10, we'd rather be home with a freak. And seriously, and I'm going to tell you right now, there is nothing sexier than a man that can cook.
Let's get him.
Listen, and you ain't even got to cook a big meal. Dude, if you can make me bacon and eggs with toast and coffee, I am hooked.
You know, I'm going to ask a question. I'm really, you know,
Brother B, see, that's why I'm married now. That's what happened.
What's the thing with the cooking? Because I cook. I get my cook on, and it seemed like from past relationships or past dealings, it's like, what is it? I don't understand what it is with the eating
factor. I feel like this. If you're able to cook,
you know how they say a man, a way to a man's heart is through his stomach? You remember that expression, right? It's the same shit for a bra. The only difference is the bra. Well, most bras won't admit it. Me, on the other hand, I got no problem in telling you. Bra, if you can throw down a steak, oh. It's a rat, Jack. It's a rat, make no mistake.
I like that.
It is one of those
realist
things.
So, Al, do you feel that's one of the reasons why you're married?
I think so, of course, because you know, I mean, when you come into a woman's house, now just hear me out. You come into a woman's house, you have your ingredients, you on her stove, you cooking. She's watching you. She's like, look at this man at my stove cooking. Oh, my goodness. You opening her up. Number one, she's getting more comfortable. Like, look, like, you know, that's a soft side there right there.
Mental stimulation, again.
Yeah, exactly. There it is. It is stimulation. And then they go, well, what else can he do? If he could cook like that, then what else can he do? You know, sky's the limit.
You know, and this is why these young people don't understand it.
They have no
idea.
No, they really don't.
They don't. Because they all about, ooh, get money. Ooh, if I freaking get pregnant by a rapper or a basketball star, it's all good.
Yeah.
It really ain't.
Yeah, see, I'm going to tell you what. I have been around nice, pretty-looking women, and they can't cook a lick. And real,
but you know why that is? Come on, because they all about...
After the whole physical thing, I'm done. I'm just like, yo, what else can you do?
And there it is, the physical thing.
You have nothing else going. Yeah,
there it is. Physical. There's not... And again, all of this boils down to more than just the physical attraction.
It most certainly does.
And that's where the intimacy and the passion and, you know, and like I told B before, you know what I'm saying? If you know what you're doing, it could be a workout for a minute.
It could be a workout for a minute. Now, I don't know. In some cases, it depends. Some people do more work than others.
A workout is a workout. Look, let me tell you something, man.
If I start breaking the sweat, honey, it's a workout.
Let me tell you something. I know some women, certain things, it comes kind of different. Like some women, they don't like that super workout. They be like, look, I'm good. I'm done. I can't breathe. My knees are shot. My back is shot. My legs are quivering. Can you please stop?
Okay, listen here. Listen here. Now, I'm that old ass broad. I ain't going to. Look.
You just chilling.
Look here.
That's not cool.
Wait, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to pop out two of them. And by the way, your man, his voice is changing, but that's a whole different story.
He's getting older.
That boy's going to be 13 in a minute. Listen here.
Wow.
And he got a brother right behind him. Anyway, so I'm going to tell you like this. Like, for me, I need a breather. I need a breather for a hot minute. Give me, like, a good 20 minutes.
I like that, yes.
And we're fooling around during them 20 minutes? Honey,
you know. Cold glass of water, some ice cubes.
Listen, I keep cranberry juice and grape juice on my nightstand for a reason.
See, there we go. That's what it's about.
No, absolute. No smell.
Hey, let me tell you something.
I keep it going for what I'm saying. But that's because I understand it's not only my needs. You know what I'm saying? When you get to that point where you understand it's not only your needs, but actually the other person's needs, that takes it to another level. Remember, it takes two to tango.
Yes, it does.
You know, one person can lead, but at some point, you got to be ready to take that lead, too.
But, all right, and I understand the physicalities of all of this, but my thing is, what is it?
What is
like,
what?
Like I said, sex, yes, it's good, but what is it, why do you just dumb out sometimes? What is the dumb out factor?
Say that again.
I call it the dumb out factor.
What is the dumb out factor?
All right, the dumb out factor is like, you know, you're with somebody, you know, you're talking, you're this and you're that and whatever else, but yet it may be about to pop off, but yet you may see a body part or something may happen, and it's just like you just dumb out.
Wow.
Like, oh shit, wow. Like, well, you know, so it could even be a fragrance. You just smell and it'd be a look at it at the same time, and it's like, wow, you just dumb out.
Oh, okay. So in other words, what you mean, like, you know it's about to be popping with this chick, and then you just see something on her, and then you just like, oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, well, you could be in the supermarket. You know what I'm saying? Well, as, you know, if you're a single man. But you'd be in a supermarket, and you just see an ad. He's like, oh, my God. So you just see somebody, oh, wow, and you just dumb out.
Oh, you talking that type of deal.
Yeah, like the dumb out. But it happens when you're with your partner, too. But it's like, what's up with the dumb out factor? Like, I really.
You know what it is? I think what it is each person has a certain type of frequency.
Okay.
You know?
I go with that.
And when you see a person that kind of hits along that, it sends that frequency off, which kind of causes you to go haywire a little bit. You know, it could be a certain fragrance. It could be a certain shape of a woman's body that's your frequency, that you're accustomed to seeing, that really sets you off, that blows your mind. It could be her voice. You hear a voice like, oh, my God, your voice. It could be a woman's eyes. It could just be the nape of her neck that could set you off. You know, it's just so many variables with that. For me, shoes. Shoes on the woman.
Shoes?
Shoes? Are you a shoe dude?
I wouldn't say I'm exactly a shoe dude.
For 30 years, shoes?
Okay, but you know what? Don't hate on him.
I've known this man for like 30 years. You're trying to tell me, but I've never known this about But you know what?
When we got the dumb out fashion too. We got it.
Is it high heels or flats?
Like, for real, like.
Better be heels. Because if it's flats, we need to go.
No. If I see a woman's. If I see a woman in a beautiful pair of shoes and her foot is going up to like that 45 degree mark somewhat, it makes her taller, it makes her longer, it just accents her legs, it accents the hips a little bit sometimes, you know, because she got to walk a little bit different. And then I look at the feet and I'll just be like, oh my goodness, yo.
So basically, when it's going down, she keeping the shoes on. When it goes down, she gotta keep the shoes on.
Not necessarily.
Well, shit, the lifestyle, honey. I'm quite sure the last thing you worried about is what way her toes look. I'm just saying. I mean, unless you're doing it with the lights on, well, then that's a whole different story.
But like I said, it's a stimulation.
I totally agree. But you know, like me and my girlfriend. Yeah, it's funny. Well, okay, I'm the oddball. What else is new? I got this thing, hush your mouth. I got this thing with rear ends.
Okay.
Well, on a man?
Okay. On a man? Well, damn sure, because I ain't into no chicks. Oh, no.
A man ain't supposed
that.
To have an ass.
Let me explain it to you, my friend. Okay. It's a certain way that a man looks in a pair of slacks. His rear end looks in a pair of slacks, or the way they look in a pair of jeans.
Okay.
It's a thing. It's a certain cut. And for some reason, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? It falls into that. And it just looks, oh, my God. But I also have a thing for bow-leg dudes.
Mm.
Okay.
You know? And I also got a thing for dudes with accents. Well, let me be more definite about that. A British accent.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like that one.
Let me tell you something. West Indians doing nothing for me because I'm West Indian.
Okay.
That shit does nothing for me other than, like, how many kids you got, and which one of your wives is in the country? You
wow. Understand? Damn. Wow.
Look. At least I'm honest about it. West Indians are dogs just by nature, and it's going
hey,
for...
Hey.
Hush your mouth. This goes for Jamaicans. This goes for Crucians. This goes for Trinidadians.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah.
I think you're stereotyping on that one. That ain't stereotyping, because, look, my family Crucian. And all of them ain't nothing but dogs.
Well, I'm going to tell you what.
Jamaicans are the same.
My family's
listen.
From Antigua, and
mm-hmm.
us men,
mm-hmm.
we're not like that. Not
yeah,
uh-huh.
listen, it's not our, listen, it's not our fault as men in general. It's not our fault if there's like a buffet of women, of beautiful women out here. Beauty
uh-huh.
is in the eye of the beholder, so whatever it is. So it's like it's not our fault that all y'all women out here just out here. I mean, it's like a shark in the water. You hungry, you're not just going to eat one fish sometimes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You got to eat a pool of them. You got to eat a school
listen
of them
here.
Just to be satisfied sometimes.
You say what you want. You say what you want, but at the end of the day, I know better. But like I said, I digress. What I'm saying is this. For chicks, there are certain things on a man that's a turn on. Like, we got chicks
all right,
that get turned on by
British
a dude.
Accent, now.
Oh, yeah,
British.
Absolutely. British accent and gold lake.
I'm trying to get over this.
But
question.
In my defense,
like,
but wait. In my defense, I grew up on BBC.
Okay.
Doctor Who. Okay.
Doctor Who. Man, listen here. Don't make me go through the list.
I was about to say, don't do that.
Please don't make me go through the list.
Mad people I know watch Doctor Who.
Doctor Who?
The new one stinks.
Oh, forget him. Doctor Who, Fawlty Towers, Are You Being Served, EastEnders.
Wow. Oh, my God. Yeah,
Monty
she's going
Python.
Wow,
make
she's
me,
really going
please,
Monty
don't.
Python.
Oh,
so that's why chicks love Idris Elba.
Oh, no, I love Idris because he's bow-legged.
Well, listen, he's bowleg and he got the accent, so that's... So
he got a certain movement. Listen.
Wait.
Hello? No, she's talking. I want the scoop. I'm going to give it to you. Not to mention that he got a certain movement and the clothes
okay.
that he wears. Bruh. It's a wrap. It's a rat. All of us are like, la, la. And
so wait a minute.
Talking in his American accent? I'm going to break it to you one time.
So which is better, Stringer Bell or Luther? Which do you prefer, Stringer Bell or Luther?
I prefer Luther.
Okay. I had a feeling.
But wait. I prefer Luther just because I like the show in general.
But I got one
better for you. The first time I seen Idris was in an episode of Absolutely Fabulous.
Oh, really?
Yes. Season 3, episode 3. The episode called Sex, where Patsy and Adina were hiring male hookers.
Wow, that's crazy.
Okay, and I love me some ass
that.
About... Listen, when I said I love BBC, like, I literally still love BBC to this day. I watch the freaking... I watched Being Human on that, and I watched the American version of Being Human. Same thing with The Office. Like, I'm really a big BBC nut.
The only thing I really like on BBC is Doctor Who, and I like that that other.
But this Doctor Who is
it? Long topic. What about BBC?
But let's get back to the sex thing.
We kind of flew the other way, but what I'm saying is that like there are stimulants for dudes that make them go duh. There are stimulants for chicks that make them do the same thing, but it also depends on, again, it's not everything, you know. And in all honesty, a real woman is not after Mr. Thug freaking 2013 or whatever the hell, you know. A real woman is after an actual man who's got something going for him, whether it be the way that he speaks to her or the way that he looks or just the way that he presents himself overall, you know.
You'd
be surprised. Dude, not for nothing, if a chick can fall in love with a dude just because he's in the market picking out vegetables. Like the way he holds a cantaloupe, she like, well, damn, if he's holding it like that, he might be able to hold me like that. You know?
That's what that, see, just like with cooking. Women will watch how a man handles the food. If he handles it with care, she watches the hands, his movement. If he's handling the food like that, with tenderness, she's like, wow, his hands on me like that, phenomenal. Am I correct? Is that, yes?
No, you ain't wrong. And not for nothing, I'm the blue collar kind of chick.
Okay. That's all good.
You know, a dude that works with his hands, oh, he gonna appreciate me. I'm all about the blue collar.
I like that.
Please, you ain't got to be Mr. Wall Street for me. Nah.
I have a question for you. Now, with a man that you like during sex, now, is it, I believe I know the answer to this, is it how big he is or his motion?
Oh, it's definitely
I've heard conflicting reports. Yeah, but go ahead.
I want to hear it from her.
Okay.
It's definitely the motion.
You're going to hear it from me.
And I'm going to tell you why it's the motion.
Okay.
Okay, this is why. Because not for nothing, you can be freaking Dexter St. John walking on the beach, swinging your shit from left to right. But if there is no motion behind that power, you're pointless.
Wow, there we go. Yeah, there we go. All right.
You gotta be able to freaking get in there and hit some spots, man.
There we go.
Chicks kill me with that. Oh, the size. Bullshit. Not the size. Let's be real.
Can we have another
woman
call in, please? Because this
well,
is...
Maybe, well, maybe it's just... It's maybe it's just that particular woman... who just prefer, maybe her standards are a certain way, and she just wants the bigness, so she'll have to go through all the other stuff.
No, well,
and I'm actually
going to
get kicked out of the club for revealing these secrets, by the way. You know, we got the secret mirror that flips over in the restroom and all of that shit, so I'm done right now. They kicked me out the club.
You ain't sitting up. I'm just saying. Well, most dudes have their own, like, theories on it as well. But me personally, I believe a lot of dudes feel that it's all about the motion of the ocean, not the size of the boat. Because like you just said, these dudes, you can come with the Titanic and still.
But if there's nothing behind it, it's pointless. You know, for me, it's like a choice between a McDonald's milkshake and a White Castle milkshake.
Okay.
Okay? That's what it's like for me. It's a choice between red velvet and chocolate cake.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay? They're both sweet. But which one's really going to satisfy me?
Yo, my God. Hey, all right, listen. If you want to call in, 646-378-1882.
Yeah,
Lady Tamika, wow. Thank you for that one. I like that analogy right there.
So wait a minute. So now you got your pal drivers, you got your romantics. I mean, are chicks looking for the dudes that everything all wrapped up in one, I was just about to say that.
In all honesty, we're here on the radio.
We want the guy that can balance.
It's not so much all rolled into one.
But we want a guy that can do the balancing act, you know?
Yes.
Because just like you want a chick that can do the balancing act. Look, you want the housewife and the hooker in bed?
Well, multitask.
Okay, you want both worlds? Well, we want both worlds too. It's just a question of how vocal is about it.
Look at this. We got another caller.
Okay, caller number
95
on the air. 95. What's good? Hello.
9595. Speak up. You're on the menu.
Hello?
9595. Whenever you're ready to talk.
Yo, the mic is on.
Hello?
All right. Let's go back.
All right. Well, 9595,
okay.
Keep listening. And because we can't hear you right now, but it's all good. But, all right. Now, since we're being real here, I do believe it is, like, if you could bring that combo, then, yo, it's all good for you.
But wait a minute. Is it a combo at the same time? Like, do you want the two-piece with the biscuit and the fries? Or does it just you want the two-piece?
I believe it's somebody that can flip it. Like, if a man can flip it, you know,
well,
be hardcore.
It's with baddest
stroke, long
flips.
Stroke, and then be very passionate and loving and sweet.
But wait a minute, there's different flips, because you got dudes that can do that, but then at the same time, you got some women that like to be flipped over. You got some women
that like to be put
up on the wall, some bathroom sink, couch, kitchen. You know what I'm saying? Like, but
that's what I prefer.
And again, you know, that's the fine line that you got to walk.
It's
a fine line. Like, you know, and not for nothing, there are just times when you're feeling a certain way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, you got to remember that. There's times when, you know, it's been a long day at the office. Y'all both kind of tired. Y'all just want to get it in, get it out. But then there's times when the kids is gone. You got the weekend to yourself. Man, you won't have to clean the house again by the time y'all done.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, because shit done been flipped all over the place.
Yes.
You know?
So let me ask you this. Does it seem like nowadays, the way we're living, are we living less romantic and more sex?
Oh, absolutely.
I believe for you, definitely, man.
You know what it is?
Romance
but you know
is
what?
Gone, bro. Some women don't even know what romance is.
No, but you know what? That's because they've let themselves lose that
yes.
small value. You
yes.
know what I'm saying? And it's sad, but I've been talking. Oh, by the way, I have a new beau. Ha ha, that didn't take long. Anyway.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, that's a whole different story. Anyway, the point is, you know, and I've had this talk with many of my friends, that the values that we grew up with that were instilled with us, and this is including relationships between a man and a woman, they've changed dramatically because the people now, they're not, they just forgot it. I'm talking about our generation. A lot of our generation has forgot it. And the younger generation just don't know nothing about it because they were never showed it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember back in the day on those rare dates that were actually brave enough to come to my house because they had to deal with my mama. You know, they show up with freaking something. You know, whether it be a flower or a candy or what have you. Nowadays, these cats, they're not even knocking on the door. They're pounding on the door. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you look out the window like, yo, shorty, are you ready? It's like, what are you doing? Like, that's not even how it's supposed to be done.
Well, I'm
you know?
Talking about also in the factor of, like, we work a lot nowadays. Like, there's
yeah,
so many factors that we there's so many factors like that just kind of take our mind away from just feeling like those sexual beasts or wanting to let out those inhibitions. It's like people, because some people can actually say, I don't have time for sex. Like, oh, I don't have time for romance. I just got time for sex.
I feel, you know what, all right, you don't have time for romance. You can always put it in there some way, somehow. You know.
If you really truly give a shit about the person that you're with, if you truly do, and that person really feels the same way about you, you'll definitely find it. Whether it's 30 minutes, whether it's 15 minutes, you'll find that. You'll
True.
Find that little niche, that little moment in time that's just for you two.
Yeah, because sometimes a little bit goes a long way.
Man, you ain't never lie.
Well.
But you'll definitely find it. Now, on the flip side of that, if you're just about, you know what I'm saying, just freaking being a carnivore, then, you know what I'm saying, you don't really care. You know, you're just about devouring shit and calling it a day.
One thing when it does come to sex, it has to be varied. It has to be variable. Different variables, you know. It has to be different, basically, like all the time, you know. It just can't be ham and cheese, ham and cheese, ham and cheese.
But see, that's where the handcuffs come in.
Oh,
what's wrong with these damn handcuffs, man?
Well, you know what? Okay, fine. For you, I go to the supermarket.
What?
Go to the supermarket? What the supermarket got to do anything? You talking about fruit?
Are you serious right now? Dude, did you not use chocolate sauce on anything?
Oranges, peeled oranges go a long way also.
Dude, you can find just
that.
About anything.
I got some chocolate sauce in the fridge, but I mean, I don't look at it like that sometimes.
Well,
I mean,
now whose problem is that?
You know, I got sugar issues, so I got to be easy. and sugar-free just don't cut it.
That's you. But you know what? Listen. You ain't got to use the sugar-free. Give it to her.
Yeah but still.
Listen. Bros are so worried about gaining weight.
Well, I mean, I don't need to do that either. You're supposed to be losing instead of gaining during the workout. So wait a minute. Now, let me ask this.
What about
time constraints?
Time constraints on what?
On sex. Like, is there like a time constraint?
No. You never.
Who's really doing it like all night?
Okay. Check this out, bro. It's not about the quantity. It's about the quality.
Okay.
It's about the quality, bro. Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's about the quantity, depending on where you at. You know, depending on what's going on. But me, I find quality. It's about, to me, it's about what she wants and where she's at. You know,
okay.
That's how I feel. Like 80% of the time, I think about catering. You know, try to. You know, that's what I feel. But you never try to really put a time constraint on it where it's like, well, you know, we're just going to do this for about 20 minutes, you know, an hour, that's it.
Well, I'm not saying that you got to plan the time out, like y'all going to time everything, but you got some women that are out there too, talking that all night, or he did this all night, or she did this. I'm like, really? All right,
I feel like this. All right, I'm just saying for me, what somebody might take all night to do, I'll let it happen for you in less than an hour, and you'll get be just as satisfied.
So you talking smack, son?
it's not about talking smack. It's just I'm just being real.
I'm just messing with you. Stop.
I know, bro. But yeah, like I've been there, done the all night thing, but to me, it's just about, you know, just that quality, you know, and where you two are at in the phase of how you're feeling and what she basically wants, you know. Because sometimes for us, if you want to be pleasurable for the both, you got to really kind of look at her, because us, for the most part, we could be here happy with a wham bam. I got mine. I hope you got yours. All right. You know that.
Yeah, sometimes.
But I don't feel that women, a woman, you just can't really do that to, though, for the most part. Unless there's like time constraints, or, you know, there's a stipulation where she's like, look, I got 5 minutes. Go.
She's
like, I got 5 minutes. Go. You know. And
really?
It's like, really? Yeah, truthfully, yeah.
5 minutes. Go. Wow.
Someday, depending on where you at and how it is. You know,
well, that's
true. If you're trying to, you know, hey, I wanna see you. I wanna meet you somewhere. All right. Well, look, I'm here. In the car, make it happen.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what? The good part is that if you're on the turnpike, you're gonna have more than 5 minutes, because that bitch don't ever move no way. So.
Wow.
Okay.
No.
So you might get a good 20-30 minutes out the door, regardless. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, true. Get people a show too. Why not? It's all good.
You know,
I've done it on 21st Street. People show, why not? It's all good.
Yeah, now see, 21st Street is a whole different story, because Lord knows that you got to move to be on that bad boy.
Nah,
shit, I used to live on 21st Street. Don't play with me.
Hold on. You can't be giving up spots now.
Look how long 21st Street is. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know how long 21st Street is.
It's not like,
but, you know, it also got some
like
stop blocks, too.
Oh, here you go. Like, don't act like that.
Oh, well, wait a minute. All right, I got something for you. What about places? Like, is that, what does that do for a person? Like,
places, it depends on the person.
It becomes a little bit more, I find it more stimulating and more exciting, because if you are outside in a park where people can see or have the potential to see, or if you are in a car, It adds more to the fire. It adds more to the zing because you're not in a bed. Most of the time, where does sex happen at? In the bed. If you do it on the couch, it feels more exciting. If you do it on the toilet, it feels more exciting. If you do it in the tub, it feels more exciting. But if you're out in Mother Nature, you ain't got no bed, no tree. Yo, it's you and nature and the one you're with. It is awesome.
It sounds like somebody been to a story park more times than a motherfucker.
Okay. yeah, maybe so. But hey, we talking about sex, so here it is. Like me, that was one of my spots. By the water, the lights reflecting off the water, nighttime, really nobody around. Yo,
no queen in a river park.
Yo.
It happened one time. It was kind of weird. It was kind of cold. It
didn't
snow one time.
What?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Snow?
Yeah,
snow.
You did it behind a gas station one time, man.
But that's
we were walking to the movies, you and so-and-so stepped away. I'm just like, really?
Well,
that's a gas station on 21st Street.
Yeah.
Not the one by 1-11.
Wait, nah. You talking about me?
Yeah, I'm talking about you.
Oh, I don't know. No comment.
Shut up.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Come on.
Selective amnesia is a beautiful thing, which you men seem to be very good at.
Yeah, I need some ginkgo.
You see how modest he's trying to be? You see how modest he's trying to be?
I had to pull him out one time. It's been a lot of years, my memory.
Man, bro, don't even start, man.
Come on.
But, I mean, like I said, this is sex thing. Why we need it, why we got
the
to have it.
The potential for in court, I love it.
That's why I like this thing, because whatever it is.
So just, just the possibility of getting caught.
I got to get three more. No,
it adds to it.
In total, I got to get for hair and then the kids.
That's crazy.
What's crazy?
No, I'm just saying the potential of you getting caught. Like, that's how you...
It's somewhat stimulating. It adds excitement. It's like...
Until you get caught by 114, and you got to explain to them what's going on. oh, sorry.
You know what? That just about happened. That just about happened. And,
have I been blowing up too many spots?
Well, I mean, nowadays you can't do it like back then. Nowadays they just try to lock you the hell up. Like before, they tell you get the hell out of here. Now,
listen, look, you better find out if Officer Williams is still patrolling the hood. Look, I'm blowing it all up only because I ain't there no more, so it don't matter.
And that's so wrong. But no, I'm just saying it's like, it's a beautiful thing. It's a great thing. It's nice. It can be used as control.
Yeah, it can, because the one thing is when the woman dictates the position. When a woman
How about she doesn't even dictate it? How about she just throws you and calls it a day?
Oh, yeah, toss it.
I love that.
Like, I love it when everything, listen, there's no conversation. Everybody just kind of know what to do.
That's beautiful.
You know what I'm saying? Like, roll over on your own, or you get up on your own. Like, I should not tell you to switch a position. Just do it.
Yeah.
And it goes back to that whole thing about intimacy and passion. Now, don't
it? Yeah, it does.
Because you got to have that connection, though.
In order to have that connection, there's got to be a mental stimulation.
True.
I talk a little dirty in the air,
A little dirty.
I've never been one for dirty talk.
All you
got to say. Let me understand this. Brothers used to watch freaking skin flicks back in the day, but they don't know nothing about no dirty talk.
I know stuff about dirty talk, but the whole thing is, I mean, you can watch it on the TV.
Check this out.
It's
like this. like this. Check this out. I mean, not even like dirty talk, but you know, you just, you and your lady, y'all having a nice, you know, y'all doing y'all thing, and then you just tell her in the ear, you know, last week when I was watching you walk and I was watching how you was wearing those pants, I just wanted you just like this. How I got you now.
I mean, you ain't got to get all Ron Jeremy about it, but
I'm saying, well, you know, make a ground.
I mean,
after you see,
you know, you can tickle her fancy, and again, back to the mental stimulation. Again,
well,
women are mental creatures.
I'm just saying that's just
than anything.
One way, you know. When she wasn't at her utmost sexy, but you just point out, you know, last week when you had this on, you turned this way. Yeah.
And watch her lose her freaking mind.
Of course, absolutely. Because she was like, oh, my God.
Like, she remembers that?
Yeah, exactly, yes. It's called paying attention to detail.
All right, so, what about ass biting? Do chicks like that? Like, what about the ass biting?
And they even love a little tongue tickle, too.
It depends.
Now, if you take a monster bite, man, they ain't gonna like that. I don't think.
Nah. It's gotta be sweet and small.
Exactly. Like a
you know, nibble. You can't. You listen. It's not a Big Mac.
A nibble and some tongue. Am I correct? Is that how it goes?
Yes, absolutely.
A nibble and some tongue. Right.
Yes. You're 1,000% correct on that.
Thank
yeah,
you.
You know, it's not something from White Castle. You
no.
know, put it like
that's
this. It's like the most
Castle,
succulent. Listen, it's the most succulent piece of meat in the universe, and you got to savor it.
That's what I'm talking about. Now,
that's how you do it.
Oh, like me, I like to get a little different, you know, when it comes to that nibbling on the behind and everything. Like if a woman,
on
now,
it,
I'm
right,
just
yeah.
saying now, people,
yeah.
listen, I'm just saying, a woman comes out the shower, your woman comes out the shower, you know, you just take that nibbling to those nice, beautiful, dark, erogenous places on her. Send her in the
And you do realize I have lost my card to the Female Association for revealing all of these secrets.
What did you reveal? You didn't reveal anything that like real men don't know.
Listen, and understand what I'm saying. I didn't reveal nothing that real men don't know, but chicks don't want this out.
Well,
Why hide it? Because it's a woman's nature. In all honesty, listen to me. The only chicks that are actually going to tell you the truth are the real chicks. The rest of them broads, they want you to figure it out on your own and get a migraine.
And see, I ain't with all that.
And sadly, it kind of runs
even nowadays, they tell you the calorie count on the food that you eat. So I'm like, come on, like the jig is up. Like, say what
come
you
on.
Want so you can get served properly. No one goes to
yeah.
a restaurant and just sit there and look at a menu and
I
like,
mean,
oh, well, but he's gonna,
I mean,
where is it gonna come along and something's just gonna jump off the menu and jump on his pad. No, you
listen
gotta
here.
Say what you want in order to get, you know what I'm saying?
No, listen, a real chick ain't got no problems with telling you the truth. No problem.
That's what's up.
Okay?
That's what I want. Talk to me.
But these little girls that's running around nowadays, not so much of telling the truth. They want you to figure it out.
But
they want you to go through the headache.
A lot of them don't even know what real sex is. They don't know what intimacy or passion is. They don't even know how to use their bodies properly.
Yeah, but unfortunately, that's the populace now.
How many girls out there know about gripping? They don't know how to use their muscles and to be gripping.
A lot of them don't know about grip. They probably think
you're talking about motorcycle clutch or something in the toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the grip.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women
that's
don't
right.
know. A lot
yes.
of young girls, they don't know how to use the muscles. They don't know nothing about that. No.
When a woman knows how to do that, it's a
But listen here, us old broads,
yeah.
we know.
That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
How many of these young girls know young chicks know about squirting? They don't know nothing about that. They don't know.
They don't know nothing about that.
Some of them don't even know how to make it squirt. Don't know how to do that.
You ain't lying. But again,
see, now, stuff like that, guys be flipping. They see something like that. Oh, what?
But then again, on the flip side of that, though, but you got to remember, on the flip side of that, you got the young brothers who don't know.
Well, we got a caller. We got a caller.
Oh.
9672.
Good evening.
Good evening, people. How are you?
How are you? Okay.
I'm doing fine. What's going on this hotline?
Who's this? Aretha?
Yes.
A story. The Queen is in the house. This is Queen's thing right here. From a story of the Queen's Bridge. This is in the house. What do you mean? You, if you've been listening, you know already. You see, like,
no, I listened. Then I had to get off. So tell me what we're talking about.
Well, I guess we was getting into
how you all on it. Now,
Tamika was saying how some of these young brothers don't know how to utilize their tools.
It's not just the young ones.
Ooh, oh God! Oh wow! I'm going there.
Okay.
Slap.
It's not just the young ones, and it's not always the men either. It's some of our women as well.
Shot fired.
Well, yeah. Well, we was already talking about that in terms of using the muscles and the squirting. Like some of them, they don't know about that.
No, they don't know about the art of having sex. Everyone has lost that.
And that's the difference. It's an art. She hit it on that. It's an art. It's an art form.
I said it at the beginning of the show. It's like art.
No one knows about that. Everybody's just looking for a nut. You can get that on the corner. If you walk to
the corner,
tell somebody else, you can get that.
I can do that with damn self.
Yeah, basically.
Right.
You don't even got to go that far. Yes, you can do that your own self. It probably would work out better if you did it by yourself.
No. For a lot of women, yes, because a man, some men, they just don't know how to stimulate that woman like that, you know?
You know what?
A woman knows her body better than anybody.
But you know why? Because women, a lot of women out there are willing to take the chance and be like, well, yeah, we have toys and we ain't afraid to do this. But you say to a dude, like, oh, I don't masturbate. So how the hell do you learn yourself?
Men masturbate as well.
Of course.
But it's taboo, though. So a lot of cats is taboo.
It is?
Like, nah, I don't jerk off, son. I don't jerk off. Nah, you got some cats that just, you know.
Look, when you got to do
it,
you got to
do it. Well, I guess that depends on your appetite as well, right?
Yeah, but like I said before, it ain't nothing like juice. Like, you know what I'm saying? Lotion.
They say masturbation.
Lotion can't cover everything now. Come on now. It ain't not like the juice and touching and everything else.
Yeah, but everybody's not doing that. Everybody is not doing that no more. All the kissing and everything that leads up to that moment, that leaves it on your mind all day, that makes you wanting it every day, all day.
No one
is doing that no more.
Talk about it. It's all about now. It's pulling down the pants and just jumping in.
Exactly. Half of them don't even pull down the pants. Whatever happens to that? Taking off all your clothes, taking off your socks, you being who you are.
Yeah, you got to start that engine. Especially women.
And again,
women.
Back to that whole stimulation thing. You see what I'm saying? Hey, there's a lot of ways to do it.
Yes.
Huh?
Because, like I said, all right, first of all,
now,
nowadays, a lot of people don't have patience. They don't have patience to pull off.
It's not even about the patience, though.
Yes, it is, because it takes faith. Sometimes it does take patience, like foreplay. Foreplay is key.
I actually have to get off the forum.
What's wrong with foreplay?
Ain't nothing wrong with it. It's just that most of them don't do it anymore.
Because I got my trolls, and they're driving me crazy. But I'm a holler.
Thank you, Smith.
Now, thank you. It's been very stimulating. You hear this? You hear this in the background, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You don't go nowhere.
All right.
That's Tamika, right? Tamika's gone.
Yes.
Okay. Now, who do we have on the line? Aretha, right?
Aretha's still in. My whole
Aretha
from Astoria?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Lady A, what's up?
I'm chilling. What's going on with you?
Hey, I don't know. It's just been a long time since I've seen you.
Yeah, you ain't the only one.
All right. But let's get at this subject now, though. Come on now. We're talking about sex.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Go ahead,
yes,
bro.
Yes, it is art. Yes, a lot of cats just don't know what they're doing nowadays. A lot of chicks don't know what they're doing nowadays because they're just looking at it as sex. They're not looking at it as anything creative, as anything special.
Yeah, because, like, for
well,
me...
Well, then, you know, if that's how you're going to look at it, if you're not going to look at it as anything special or anything worthwhile or anything worth keeping, then it's going to be just that. It's going to be whack.
Wow.
But I don't understand that. If you look at a person, right, and you tell this person, like, I want to be with you, I'm in love with you, you want to build something with this person, then your sex life should be the same thing. Don't you agree?
You got to build it. Yes, I
true.
Agree.
So I need to know what you like, what you don't like, and vice versa so that we can build our sex life. This way it's not corny, it's not whack. You can't tell me, oh, you didn't like this, you didn't like that, because we already talked about that. That's what we build so that it's explosive how it's supposed to be. That's why you would want it. You would need it. You would think about it.
Go
because
ahead,
it's the way we both want it to be.
That's what I'm talking about. See, ladies and gentlemen, real talk from a real woman. Love it.
Well, a lot of women don't talk like they, like, I can't stand that you figure it out.
Why?
But if you really love me, you would figure this out.
You would already know what I want. I think it's this. A lot of people are doing it, but they're not comfortable talking about it and not comfortable in telling or letting the person know what would be more pleasurable for them or what they actually like or what they would like to be done to them. People are not talking about that.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. You know why? Because everybody's judgmental. So if I tell you, oh, I like to get head, I like to do it like this, I like to do it like that, some men are going to look at that like, you like to do what? You can't expect somebody to feel comfortable to want to talk to you, but you're going to judge everything that comes out of my mouth. That's not how that works.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's say you tell the dude, all right, yo, you got to eat the box.
All right. Hello?
Aretha, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
I didn't hear what
you
said. He said if you tell a dude he got to eat the box, then what?
I don't know what he was going to say after that. I really don't know. He's going to have to call back. I really do apologize. I told him he's going to have to get a different phone. You know, he really is, because he cannot be going on like this. Ladies and gentlemen out there, I'm sorry about that with Brother B, but maybe he got too excited and his phone just couldn't handle it anymore. I don't know. But personally, I am very much comfortable in a woman telling me what she would like or what she does like, whether it's during sex, before sex, after sex, let me know, please.
Exactly, because then we're pushing out room for error. If I let you know, you let me know, we on the same page, we on the same line. We don't have room for too much error.
Yes, absolutely. So true.
My phone cut off. Went dead. What I missed?
I think your phone got too stimulated. That's what happened.
Yeah, it probably is. Like, it got real hot. Because I was wondering, like, my thing is, like, what if you tell a person, I like this?
Hey,
I can't with you.
I think your phone got overstimulated, man. I think your phone had an orgasm.
Wow.
I didn't say anything hot and heavy yet. But the thing is, like, what do you do with that partner that just says, well, I don't do that? And this is something you really like.
You know what it is? With that
you have to make a choice.
That's true.
And can I deal with having sex without that feeling? Do I like the person enough to, you know what I'm saying, to keep going without that feeling? Or is that something that I got to have? Because if not, if it's something that you call yourself needing, then you're going to keep desiring that feeling. So it doesn't make no sense for you to be with that person, because then you're going to cheat, because you're still going to be looking for that feeling.
Wow.
But
okay,
if it's not that serious, if it's not that serious for you, then maybe you can go on and be with a relationship. Like, there are a lot of women who say they don't give head.
That's
for the man to make that choice. Can he deal with not having that feeling, or is that going to be a problem?
Right. And there's a lot of women that don't go anal.
Yes, there is.
You know, I could understand that. You know,
I mean, but if you don't talk about it, then, like, where do you go from there?
Exactly.
I think certain things should just be mandatory. Like, even boxing the head should be mandatory. Like, those you have to come into a relationship eating the box and giving a head. Like, those two right there, that's like you got to put milk on the cereal. You don't put water on your Frosted Flakes.
Bro,
Brother,
let me tell you something. I have talked to some guys at my job, you know, and I find that a lot of Jamaicans and some West Indians, they think, as you say, eating the box is absolutely disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
wow.
And they say because, it has a smell. Well, tell your woman to wash.
If your woman got a smell, then there's a
problem.
The same thing goes with the man, because if he don't clean down there properly, there is going to be an odor.
Yeah, exactly. So what's the problem?
So who's putting their mouth on it? Because I don't eat no stank food. I don't eat nothing that smells. So
exactly. It's
not
going to
be doing that if it smells like something.
So that's what I'm saying.
It's understandable, you know.
So same thing applies. If you smell something foreign.
Absolutely.
But you know what?
Like,
you know what the thing is, too? If you make your partner comfortable, right? If you do all the things that they like as far as the foreplay, kissing, you say all those sweet things to her, she'll give you a head without you asking her that.
True.
That could be possible, yeah. So,
man, that is possible.
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
But still, I guess it's a fair exchange of fire. Like, if you do this, I do that. If I do this, then you do that. I guess there has to be some type of balance struck between that.
You know what? On that note, I would have to say, you know, as long as a woman is comfortable and she's getting pleasure and she's happy with what I'm doing, if I tend to do more than what she is doing, then, hey, as long as she's pretty much happy, very happy, then all right, good. You know, it's all good. I'm not going to push issues. I'm not going to push boundaries. It's going to come to that, you know. You know, I'll wait until she's comfortable. As long as I'm comfortable and what's going on and she's, you know, good and comfortable in her zone, it's all good, you know.
So, Byron, tell me why is it a control thing? For some people,
I don't want to say women or men have. For some people, they use that. They do use that to control. They do.
Well, he told me that women use it. Well, you said, yeah, women
listen,
use it as control,
they,
right?
They can use it as control. Listen, if you can't be rationing out the goods.
Some women
can
be rationing out the goods.
Neither can a male. Neither can a male.
Well, listen,
when
you got more goods to ration than men.
The alpha female thing, you know? They use
that to
get what they want.
Exactly, but, bro, women got more goods to ration than men. Men got a pole and a tongue. Like, y'all got the fruits, berries,
look,
and everything else. Like, y'all don't got a whole bunch more to ration out.
I disagree.
Got more to ration.
I disagree. Because if you putting it out as good as you get it, then that can go either way. If you're not giving me, then I'm not giving you.
Wow.
Just true, but still in all. I mean,
No, because if you putting it down as well as
okay.
I'm giving it, and I say, you know what, you're not getting it tonight, that's punishment for me as well.
Thank you. Okay. See, there it is. All right.
Well, okay, so it can be used as control on other ends, but I think you got a lot more dudes that are horn dogs than women.
Like I said, for us, it's more of a physical thing.
Exactly. And y'all,
it's
more of a mental.
For women,
it's more of a mental.
If a woman gets mad at her man, she don't want none. If she says, look, you ain't getting none tonight, because she's upset for whatever reason or forever how long, she'll stick to that. A woman will stick to that.
But you know what's crazy, bro? You know what's crazy, bro? Not to cut you off. A woman could be like, all right, I'll get you some and give you something. Just lay there. It make you feel like trash. Just lay there. Like you ain't doing nothing. Like,
no,
because
there's a thousand other things you could do. I'm not doing that because I'm punishing myself.
I'd like to see. I'd like to see a woman try to lay there. Well, I'd like to see that. I challenge that. I hate to say it. I challenge that. I dare you.
You better be careful what you ask for.
You dare what?
I dare a woman to lay there and act like anything.
You done put it out there to the universe.
I dare a woman. I'm saying it. I dare you.
He gonna be on the hotline next week talking about, look what happened to me.
Hey, I'm just saying, I dare.
Listen, but it's all right. It's a control factor on both sides. But I think it's more with women than men because we loved it a whole lot more. I think
so.
We
why
loved
don't you
it
see
a whole
it?
Lot more?
Why you don't see it as a stress reliever?
It is a stress reliever. To a degree, it's a stress reliever, but at the same time,
I'm a stress reliever today. Because, you know, as you know, I'm going away. I'm trying to pack. I've got all this stuff going on. I decided to get extra sexy. All that just went away. Oh, my
good. It's a stress reliever.
I'm good. She did that distraction move. I mean, I'm serious. I was like, I'm running around in here in the house, running around trying to get this. I can't find these pants. Where are these pants? I went to my mother's house. I came back here to this house. Where are these pants? I can't find them. Wife said, I'm going to take a shower. Okay. I'm still running around. Comes out. I'm like, baby, I'm going to go take a shower too. Hey. It was all good after that. Stress relief. Guess what? I'm happy now. I'm skipping.
Oh,
we both skipping. You know, it's all good. So, yeah.
Y'all are crazy.
You saying?
Y'all are crazy. Listen.
I'm being very nice and calm with it because I don't want the FCC to come in and come after me. You know, but
we got about
both. I could bring it in here now, you know. I'll let her
tell you. Behave yourself.
I am behaving myself. I'm just saying, I'll bring it in. She will say, you're damn kissy.
Listen, we got 60 seconds left.
I'm just
Aretha.
Saying, she will be like, you damn skippy, yeehaw.
Aretha, thank you for calling in.
She still got a triple skip in her set.
You're welcome.
Brother L.
Yes.
Brother L is going to be off the air for a little while. This is
sorry,
a duty call.
Yeah. Love, respect,
but,
everyone.
We wish you well on your trip. Wish you
get there safely.
Thank you again, Lady A, for calling us.
Thank you.
Yes, don't be a stranger. You know I'm not going to get at you on Facebook.
We got to
do a story reunion. Building 320. Building what? 206. Somebody shout out their buildings? Because I'm from 320.
I'm 206.
Oh, gotcha. All right, so thank everybody for listening in, who's listening in, and listen on the archive later.
Holla. All right, I'm going to
holla at you, Rika.
Yes. Hey, bro.
Yo.
What's good, man?
Let me shut this down. We'll call you back.
All right, bro.
All right.